from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Eagles training camp has arrived. Your biggest reason for hope for the 2024 season. Hugh Douglas, his biggest reason is the repairing of the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni.
Yes, and it's going to be a quick repair, man. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people that have been in relationships that they've tried to repair and it don't work. It's different in football, and that's the only way that I can explain it. Like, you compartmentalize that, you get ready to roll, because you have to. You got to fix it quick.
And if they fix it, I mean, it really could permeate through the entire team. New coordinators leading our poll right now. Mine is very simple. Their group of playmakers is outrageously – it's outstanding. I mean, you think about having Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You also could throw in Dallas Goedert, who I know did not have his best year last year, but he's still one of the better tight ends in the NFL. There's a lot there for Jalen Hurts to work with. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear more from Saquon, and then we'll let you know about our prize we're giving away today. How about Saquon Barkley when he arrived in Philadelphia, the first call he received? Let's hear from Saquon.
Who's the first person that calls you from Philadelphia to say, welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Howie.
So yeah. Howie Roseman called you.
Howie. So after it was like we signed and it was like, I forgot the time, like 4 o'clock, he FaceTimed me. And it was my first time talking to Howie. And I was like, obviously I'm familiar with Howie and like I like know of Howie because going against him. But he's on the practice field and he got that big old smile on his face. And then that's like when I was like, all right, like it's really here. And he told me, I'll come up here and do the signing, get it done. And then when I came into the building, you know, you see the Eagles jersey, the Saquon Barkley jersey, and you're just like, dang, like, okay, like, it's a little weird, but like, all right. And then OTAs came and it was like, it's like, you know how like you're a high schooler and you got to go to a new school or something like that. And you're nervous about that new school. And like the second you go into that new school, it's just like everyone, you know, welcome to arms, nothing but love. And I fit right in and I'm super excited about it.
Well, he's excited, and so are we. And how about that? Howie Roseman being the first one. Howie makes this whole thing fun. Howie, he went and got Saquon Barkley right away in free agency, got Bryce Huff. I'm not surprised, Hugh, that he was the first call that he received.
Yeah, that's who Howie is, man. And, I mean, he's done a great job of being a GM. That's why he has the success that he has, because he makes that connection to guys. It's so much different with Howie at the helm as opposed to any other GM that you've been around. Now, this is the tough part about Howie's job, though, because Howie's real personal. So I'm pretty sure when it comes a time where he has to make tough decisions, that's pretty tough for him. It's pretty tough for him to move on for certain guys. And you know, to be honest, we've seen some of that because there were moves that Howie tried to make that he almost made, and then he kind of, you know, reneged on him a little bit. You know, so there's that aspect of it. But I think that with the relationships that he's built, you know, guys like that, they respect that about him.
215-592-9494. Your biggest reason for hope for the 2024 Eagles is? All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here in a second, but we do have a giveaway today that we have to get to. We have a 4-pack of tickets, either Reading Phillies and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, First Energy Stadium in Reading, Tuesday, August 13th. First 2,000 adults in the stadium that night will receive an Alec Boehm bobblehead with walk-up song. For tickets, visit ReadingPhillies.com, or you can play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Oh, I love this game, man. And listen, I'm getting tired of all y'all complaining about my clues and everything, because I do have good clues. I can't help it if you can't think like I'm thinking. I mean, hell, if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know I'm kind of different. You know what I mean?
That so is
just,
true.
You know what I mean? You know I'm kind of different. So just work with me. Okay, now I'm going to make this clue as easy as I possibly can for this first one.
All right.
This individual is a famous Olympian, keeping with the theme of the Olympics starting this Friday. He's a famous Olympian.
Joel Embiid.
He's pretty famous.
Yeah, that's not it, though. I would have done that. I think once during one of our contests, Kyle gave away the answer within the Eagle. Remember that?
Yeah, and nobody caught it.
It was Warren Sapp.
Not my proudest moment.
It was pretty funny, though. No, it's obviously not Joel Embiid. But yeah, all right, there we go. So we have the first clue today for Hughes Clues. Four-pack of tickets on the line. Reading Phillies coming up on August 13th. First clue is a famous Olympian. All right, so let me give another reason for optimism here and a hope for this 2024 Eagles team. That they're not the team that ended last year. You know, like last year was it was one of the weirdest seasons we'll ever
see. Super weird.
Because if you look at it like a big picture view, you say, well, 11-6, that's probably what they were. They were a playoff team, not quite good enough to be a Super Bowl team. That's probably what they were. But the way they got there last year was so bizarre. To start off 10-1, to have all those dramatic wins, the comebacks and all that, and then to just completely fall apart. I think the reality is, they were not as good as 10-1, and I said that a lot during last season. They also are not as bad as they ended last season. Because the last 7 weeks of last year, they looked like a bottom five team in the league. They're better than that. So they're, you know, whatever they were, a mediocre, a little bit better than mediocre, decent, whatever word you want to use for what they really were last year, they improved the roster. So that gives me hope that they're going to go back to being a really good team. Because, Hugh, you watched them at the end of last year. That was bad. I don't think they're actually that bad. That was ridiculously bad
incompetent.
The last few weeks.
The word that comes to mind for me when they talk about this team last year was incompetent. Like a lot of times down the stretch, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they just look lost. They look like they didn't know what they were doing. To me, that was the most egregious thing that they did. I feel like they had enough talent to win. I know a lot of people were stuck on that, talking about the talent wasn't there and all this other good stuff. I think they got enough talent to win with. It's just nobody had a clue of what they were supposed to do. You got to have a game plan when you go out there. And it didn't look like on a week-to-week basis that they actually had a game plan, Joe. They didn't have one.
Well, and if they had one, the players weren't following it.
Yeah, they were doing some Keystone Cops. They were doing some straight-up renegade stuff.
Oh, it was unbelievable. But, as much as I need to see them play in September to fully move past all that, I don't believe they were that bad. Like, there's too much talent here for me to believe that they're the team that ended last season, that will continue. So there's going to be a bounce back, and they've added. Again, they added Saquon Barkley. They added two young corners in the NFL draft that could play. They added Bryce Huff. Like, this should be a better football team than ended last year, and they're better than that anyway. I mean, that was uncharacteristic. To go from... I forget what the record was, but I remember we did a show late November when they beat the Chiefs, Sirianni's record as Eagles coach, and it was ridiculously good, like 32 and whatever.
Yeah, that's when he was doing the chest pump and telling folks you like that and talking bad to fans or whatever.
And then from then on,
it was all bad.
They couldn't win a game. They won like one game the rest of the season. So were they as good as 10-1? Nah, probably not, and that's why it was so choppy to get there. But they're also not as bad of a team as ended last year. 215-592-9494. Biggest reason for hope. What's yours? Like, what's hitting you this morning as the Eagles report for training camp? I heard Elliott this morning saying all 90 players are set to report today, which is a good thing. I mean, some teams, including the New York Jets with Hassan Reddick, don't have...
He ain't at work.
They don't have full attendance today.
No. Aaron Rodgers even came to work. I saw some pictures this morning when he rolled up.
Did you see the shirt he was wearing?
I did not pay attention to the shirt.
I think I wasn't really sure what I was looking at, but I was looking at what people were saying. I think the implication on his shirt was something of Egypt, you know, because the last time they had camp, mini camp, he didn't.
He was in Egypt.
Yeah, he didn't go. So he's making a joke of the whole thing and showing up to camp. So at least we have everyone slated to be here. And we have, no one making a mockery of the fact that they skipped the last time that they were in practice. The small little optimistic things. They help you out, Kyle, to feel good.
Oh, I see what it's saying. They got the cat shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing about the coordinator ads is even like with Brian Johnson here last season, they ended the season 7th in points per game on offense.
It wasn't as bad as we remember.
Yeah, I mean, like it was top 10. And that was with a bad offensive coordinator, a bad play caller. I mean, we don't know whether it was Sirianni or him by the end of the season, but we know that it was terrible. And then you get an actual coordinator here, and you throw Saquon Barkley into the mix. There's no reason in my mind this offense shouldn't be top three, like, at worst. Like, that should be the floor for this offense this season.
I tried to tell y'all that last week.
That is a high bar. Top three?
Well, why wouldn't they be? They were 7 last year. They have an actual coordinator.
I get it.
And they, like, you know, added.
Well, there's a lot of good offenses. Three is a very high bar.
Yeah, but how far? What were they? Number? They were probably number one or number two in 2022.
They were probably close to that.
I would say that, you know, they don't have Jason Kelce, but the skill position guys is the most talented collection of skill position players that they've had on this team ever. And they have an experienced play caller. Three should be the floor.
They were second in points per game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they were second, then they fell to seventh. Top three is an excellent mark. I mean, if they're top three, they're going to win the division.
That's the floor, in my opinion.
I mean, that's not a big gap between the floor and the ceiling, one and three.
The ceiling is the roof.
Well, the ceiling, I guess, is the roof. All right, 215-592-9494. Your biggest reason for hope here, as we've thrown out ours to start the show today, as Eagles camp begins. And, of course, your guest is here, Hughes Clues, a chance to have a four-pack of tickets. Reading Phillies coming up on August 13th at First Energy Stadium. First 2,000 adults receive an Alec Bohm bobblehead when you get there at the stadium that night. All right, so the first clue was a famous Olympian. I always get confused when the Olympics actually start, because on Friday's the opening ceremony, right? LeBron's going to have the flag.
He got the flag, and he's doing his thing and whatnot.
But they're playing basketball now. Like, the Olympics kind of started already, but they don't really start until Friday. I've always felt that's a little odd.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I didn't.
Yeah, and then the outfits.
Well, now, I don't need negativity about the Olympics. Can you just let me enjoy the Olympics?
No, hey, look, I got to be negative about something today. We're positive about the Eagles in training camp. The Olympics suck.
We're hopeful. I mean, I don't know if I'm hopeful for a top three offense. That's very high hopes. Where do you think they're going to rank in offense?
I'd say a top five. I said that a week ago.
Top five.
I say a top five. Because it's like, to Kyle's point, with as much talent as we have offensively, man, come on, man. You would be, I cannot see this offense not scoring at least 28 to 30 points a game. I just can't see it, Joe. It's one of those things where I look at the matchups, and every week you should be favored in the matchup, in my opinion. I don't care who you're playing against. You should be favored every week in the matchups offensively.
I'm looking at last year. So the Eagles were seventh last year. So who are they going to leapfrog to get to the top three?
Who in front of them? San Fran?
So San Fran.
Good chance they'll leapfrog San Fran if you had them up there.
I think San Fran's going to be still there.
I'm not saying they're going to be a bad team. I don't think they're going to be a high-scoring team like they were last year.
San Fran could be interesting without Brandon Ayuk there.
Yeah, if he's not there. Yeah. Right. He's still there for now. I mean, they didn't lose anyone offensively.
They're going to trade him, though.
You think? We'll see.
And if you're to believe this, one of the predictions that was made this morning, it's going to be an uphill battle.
I did hear
for the San Francisco 49ers.
The morning show's thinking that McCaffrey's going to have some injuries this season. I would still put the I think the Niners will still be near the top because of Shanahan, and they've got all their guys for now. Dallas, I will think will take a step back offensively.
Yeah,
I mean, they lost offensive linemen. They lost Tony Pollard.
They have dumpster fire potential.
They have some issues. Okay, Miami.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a great team, but that offense should be good.
No, yeah. I don't think they're going to be that good this year.
I tend to agree.
Are you going to predict they miss the playoffs again, Hugh?
Yes.
I think you could be right on that. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked
if
they missed
the playoffs.
They're missing their defensive coordinator.
They are, and a lot of injuries to that defense last year. Baltimore, did they take a step back? They added Derrick Henry. They were at 27-7 last year. I could see a little step back.
What were they ranked? Points per game?
Physical, though.
Fourth.
Okay.
Yeah,
they are physical.
They are.
I'll
throw an injury thing at you. Is Lamar going to be healthy for the full year? I mean, he rarely is. And last year, I wouldn't be shocked if there's just a little step back.
I think they'll still be a high-scoring team. I think Baltimore is going to be a problem as far as in the North.
Detroit is fifth. I don't think they're going to take a step back.
Everyone's back,
including the coordinator. Buffalo at six, no Stephon Diggs. That could be a step back.
That could be something there.
I could see like the Texans taking a step forward.
Green Bay over a full year, probably forward from where they were last year at eight. So San Francisco, Detroit, three is where I think that's where it starts to be a mix of you could see the Eagles jumping in.
Well, the prediction's more born from confidence in the Eagles group.
Then other teams fall
back. Like, I think the Eagles offense is that good. Like, it's that loaded.
Well, weapons-wise, they certainly are. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Your biggest reason for hope for the 2024 Eagles. And, of course, your guest is here for Hughes Clues, famous Olympian. Tony is up on WIP. Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Tony?
Oh, not much. Another good day. I got definitely optimistic for the Eagles this year. I got them winning the division. Like you said, Dallas seems like they didn't make any improvement. If anything, they went down. And I like us adding Barkley. I don't think he had a good crew around him in the Giants. I think he could have his best year this year. Little worried about our defense, if anything, with the Eagles. I think I was reading we don't have a single player that's top 10 in their position.
Yeah, so yeah, that was interesting, Tony. ESPN, the last few weeks, they kind of rolled through their rankings, and they asked scouts and coaches and people around the NFL executives to rank the top 10 players at every position. And obviously, the Eagles had a lot of offensive representation, right? A.J., yeah. Lane Johnson, Mailata, they were all top 10 guys at their position. And then Jalen was, you know, a little bit below 10, but, you know, close enough. But you're right, they had no one at any position top 10 defense. That is a concern. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year Jalen Carter jumps into that mix in defensive tackle.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have definitely potential to get in that mix. And I hope they just click. Hopefully the team just they build off each other and just get a great team this year. Like I said, I think we can improve off of last year with what we've gained for sure.
Well, they better. I mean, especially with the way last year ended. Tony, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I got to go Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Hey, that's a good guess.
I mean, it's certainly one of the more famous Olympians. Tony, we appreciate it. That's not it. The Dream Team, 1992.
They didn't lose a game, did they? I mean, they were like, they sprinted through the Olympics.
Oh, they dominated. I mean, yeah. I was young, but I remember them winning games by 30 or 40 points.
Yeah, and I'm talking about even exhibition games. They were just like blowing cats out.
I think didn't they lose to like the select team, though, in the pre-tournament?
Are you talking about the first year they went? I don't know about that. I think the first year they went, they were just lights out. Because I don't think, like, the thing of it is, I think that, the reason why we started playing, if I remember correctly, is because internationally they had more professionals playing. So that's when they started.
I think they lost to
a
group of college kids, though.
So they did.
So?
They did not lose in Olympic games.
No, but I think it was like pre-tournament.
You may be right. Jack McCallum, I read a book that he wrote like a decade ago about this team. So here are the scores of their games. I found them: 116-48, 103-70, 111-68, 127-83, 122-81, 115-77, 127-76, and the gold medal game, they won 117-85.
Meanwhile, we're celebrating LeBron barely beating South Sudan.
Well, this
MJ would never.
This team's not as good as that team.
Yeah, well, it starts with the leadership.
Well, hold on. Michael in 92 is in his prime. LeBron is old now.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, you can't compare him.
Well, he should have assembled this team a long time ago then. That's on him.
Well, okay. We'll blame him for that. Let's go to Mad Mike, who I'm sure is brimming with hope for the 2024 Eagles. Hey, Mad Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, sorry. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What do you think? You got hope for this team?
No. And you know what? I'm going to say this. There's a couple things here. One, can the mouth breathers in the Delaware Valley stop with the offensive coordinator? If he was so good, he wouldn't be on his third team as an offensive coordinator. He'd be a coach by now. So just knock it off. And then two, the reason that we're having issues between our quarterback and our head coach is because Howie Roseman basically cut the legs out from underneath the head coach. And now the quarterback doesn't think he has to respect him because he's a lame duck head coach. So this is a Howie Roseman meddling again kind of issue. And you know what? The GM should be not seen and not heard. But Howie's got to be the face of the team. So this is always going to be an issue. We're never going to have a good head coach because Howie's got to be the guy. And this nebbish loser in the box, like the owner's box, has to rub his hands together like an evil villain and just say, this is my team, not the coach's team.
You pumped you?
No, not for that one. I mean, I know Mad Mike, I got a tremendous amount of respect for him because, like I said, he's the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Well, he's telling everyone what they need to hear.
Your girlfriend's not that attractive.
You know, like, I don't really drink a whole heck of a lot, but I appreciate it.
It's a metaphor. It probably went over your head a little bit. It's a metaphor.
No, I get it. I get it because I have drunk uncles. But, like, yeah, it's not me. But I appreciate it, you know. Because John Johnson likes to give me, like, he likes to pretend I don't say things, and then he doesn't want to go along with it because I'm Mad Mike.
But, you know what it is, Mad Mike? I'm a believer in, like, I listen to everything that's being said, and I take it with a grain of salt. Yep. That's kind of where I'm at with mine.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. What you said there isn't, I mean, a lot of what you say is not wrong, but they have had success doing it this way, though. I mean,
they had success once doing it this way, and they won a Super Bowl, and then one season after that everything went the right way. They had the easiest schedule. They had multiple other teams were injured. They got into the playoffs. They didn't have to play anybody, and they stumbled in, and then they played a world beater, and you know they lost the Super Bowl. So tell me, other than having like basically catching lightning in a bottle one time, and then having the universe just give them a Super Bowl run, that they actually had success.
Well, it's relative, right? They're not the Chiefs, they're not the Patriots, but they've been better than bad, right? They've been pretty good to really good for a lot of this time with the way they do it with the coaches. I get it. It's bizarre, but they're not going to change it, Mike. Whether or not we yell about it, this is what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, but like I don't have to be okay with it. And I can come here and vent my frustrations that I think Howie Roseman and I think Jeffrey Lurie are too involved. I think you're never going to have a good head coach because they're never going to let a Chip Kelly happen again. And like, they want to be the stars. They want to be the ones that say, I'm the one running the team and this is how it goes. And it's because I said so. And they want all the credit. And like, this is why it's never going to work out. You know, like they caught lightning in a bottle in 2017, but this isn't how it works for long term.
Mike, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
Who's that guy that was like married to a Kardashian that became a girl? Is that who you're talking about?
That is not. Though Bruce Jenner was an incredible runner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
When he was in
Was it a triathlete?
He was a great athlete. Yes,
yeah.
Mike, we appreciate it. It's not Bruce Jenner. No, but don't you have to? All right, I'll leave it alone. But when he was an Olympian,
no, don't leave it alone.
When he was an Olympian, he was Bruce Jenner, right?
Yeah, but he's Caitlyn now.
That's wonderful.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He could be whatever he wants. When he was an Olympian, he was Bruce, and he was a great one. That's not our answer. 215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. We're looking for an Olympian. That's your first clue today. Your calls on the Eagles' biggest reasons for optimism.
Way to navigate that one.
Well, I tried, as camp begins. And we'll throw the Phillies in as well. Tough loss late last night in Minnesota. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs all summer long? Here's a helpful hint from me, Hugh Douglas. Try sliders with Hatfield Recipe Essentials, ground pork and sausage. With a variety of delicious flavors, there's something for everyone craving a spicy kick. If you're craving a spicy kick, how about you try the chorizo? I've tried the chorizo. It's pretty darn good. What about an Asian flair? Sesame soy ginger is the way to go. For a taste of Italy, try sweet or hot Italian. Or keep it simple, folks, with the classic ground pork. Make your summer sizzle with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor today. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.